He signed in 2014 with the Eagles with the mindset of kill, maim, and destroy. Brian Braman, you've done that on special teams. What's been the key to your success?
I really think it's just the attitude. The group of guys that we got out here competing, holding me accountable, as well as me holding them accountable, just going out there to get better every day.
What is the kind of the mentality that a really great special teams player in the NFL has to have? People say you have to be a little bit crazy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you heard what I thought. Kill, maim, and destroy. Really just feel like you got to have a special mentality to disregard any safety for yourself or for anybody else and just make plays.
Dave Phipp has established one of the great special teams groups in the National Football League since you've been here, Brian. What does he say to you every day? What does he believe that you have to go out there with the idea that you can change the course of a game with one play?
Every day. And that's what we go out there to practice. You know, the mindset that we're out there to compete and get better every day. We're not worried about what anybody else is doing. We're just going to do what we do, and we're going to do it better than everybody else.
Brian, when did you have the idea that this would be your meal ticket? Special teams would be your reason for success in the NFL?
Day one. I came in 2011 to the Houston Texans, and I mean, the lineup of guys that they had in front of me, I knew that I wasn't going to make the roster as an outside linebacker, playing behind Mario Williams, Connor Barwin, D'Amico Ryans, and Brian Cushing in the room. It was something that I had picked up on quick, and I knew my biggest chance of making that active roster was going to be on special teams.
You're one of the most interesting guys that I've met, Brian, and what's particularly interesting is the 180-degree difference with you off the field. We want to show you a little piece of Brian Braman away from the game of football. He's nasty, he's physical on the field, but off the field, he's got a passion for fashion.
Hi, I'm Jen. I'm Brian's stylist. Today we are in New York City, and Brian is going to be modeling some looks for spring.
And I am Brian Braman, obviously outside linebacker for the Philadelphia Eagles. Here to give you guys an inside look on what I do in my free time. I was playing football in Long Beach. I was being approached by talent scouts. I'd say the biggest influence was Abercrombie & Fitch. You know, going to a couple casting calls down in LA at their flagship store, having an opportunity to shoot for their magazine was pretty cool. Everybody's just always told me I stick out like a sore thumb. I'm somebody that's got a unique look, the confidence that I have. I guess it's just the way that I carry myself every day.
No box. I didn't have to get him out because he really honestly is one of these guys that can grab something off the rack and just own it. It's the confidence that gives him really that swag. When you're confident, you feel good. You feel like you can pull off anything. It's like the same way he's on the field. He just, you know, nothing's getting in his way and he's coming out there and he's going to be a beast.
There's an old saying that goes, if you look good, you play good. So you want to go out there, feel comfortable in what you're wearing. If you feel like you look good, you have that extra little boost of confidence on the field.
Let's go, baby!
When you're out there playing, you know you feel good. You know that you're going to go out there and you're going to ball out. So I definitely push the limits when it comes down to the socks and the pants. Having them alter anything on the jersey, it's what I feel like is the best for me, what makes me look the most intimidating.
We gotta set the tone right here,
right now.
We are the tone setters.
With Brian, if you see him talk on camera, it's like, I'm gonna maim, destroy, and pretty much conquer anything that's in front of me. That's kind of like the fashion industry. You can't really sit there and just wait for it to come and just, you really just have to put yourself out there and just believe in yourself and believe that you can carry and wear anything and make it look good.
We'll be right back.